Jerusalem is the center of a different, seemingly intractable conflict. It's a city revered by three of the world's great religions and fought over for centuries. But one resident would like his hometown to be known for something else, say as a bastion of culinary delight. The World's Matthew Bell reports from Jerusalem.
If anyone is poised to become the first ever Palestinian celebrity chef, it might be 37-year-old Johnny Gorick. He got serious about cooking at the age of 16 for the excitement, Gorick says, and the adventure.
Cooking is real action. There's a lot of fire happening around. There's a lot of energy, lots of pans and pots, knives working, late nights, going out for a drink, outside caterings, weddings, parties, dinners.
Gorick went to culinary school in Lyon, France. He returned to Jerusalem, and by his early 20s, he was already landing prestigious cooking gigs. Chef Johnny, as he's known, has prepared food for top diplomats, royalty, and presidents. He's won awards for his international fusion cuisine, but he still gets excited about the culinary traditions he was brought up with.
We have good local products that, according to my experience, I can twist them around and create a new cuisine. I'm actually presenting a Palestinian cuisine in a new way.
Gorick is a commanding figure in the kitchen, tall, shaved head and face, a bright green chef's jacket, and a tattoo running down his forearm. It says Lord Jesus Christ in Aramaic script, the language he grew up speaking at home as an Assyrian Christian. He put on a demonstration for me at the hotel in Jerusalem where he works.
We're gonna present actually two dishes for you as a starters, hummus, and we're going to present also eggplant cooked in the ancient way, which is called Bitinjan al-Rahib, eggplant monk style, as a priest.
The style of fire-roasted eggplant is named after those priests who can still be seen in Jerusalem today, who wear long, flowing black robes. Gorick chops up the roasted eggplant, makes two piles of it on a plate, and then covers them with two simple salad mixes. Next up, hummus, which might be the most common dish in the Middle East, but Gorick has his own variation.
What I actually did here is I deep-fried also some chickpeas, along with capers.
Ah, deep-fried capers.
Deep-fried capers that I'm going to decorate my hummus with. So
that's something new.
That is something new.
And for the main course, Gorick does grilled lamb and beef kebabs with cinnamon sticks as skewers. He serves them with a slice of homemade flatbread and a basic ratatouille.
Damn the new junk food, because it made us forget our grandmother's and our mother's good taste of food.
Gorick steers clear of politics in casual conversation. But being from Jerusalem, it's next to impossible to stay away from politics completely. So Gorick has embraced the ideology of peaceful coexistence. He belongs to an organization called Chefs for Peace, which counts Palestinians, Israelis, Jews, Muslims, and Christians as its members.
We should live together. One point, that's it. In a way, life is passing whether we like it or not. The day passes along. It's living always in the fear of being killed or to fight, or and it's always a minus in our life.
He says Palestinians deserve their rights, same as Israelis. But beyond that straightforward political statement, Chef Johnny seems more interested in talking about what's next for him as a would-be celebrity chef. Gorick hopes to publish a cookbook, to keep winning awards, and one day to open his own restaurant. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.
Chef Johnny Gorick reveals a secret for making hummus like a native Jerusalemite and some tasty variations on the theme. Just go to our website, theworld.org.